The Way of Akram Vignan.
What does the science of Akram say? If I were to ask a person who steals in a kind and gentle manner whether he steals, he would confess everything to me. I would tell him that I do not have an objection to his stealing, but that he must regret his acts and do pratikraman for them. I would teach him to do pratikraman in Dada's name by saying, "It is wrong to steal and I will never steal again." Whatever pratikraman he does will erase the consequences of the stealing he has done in the past, that is cause karma. By doing pratikraman, his opinion about stealing will change. His opinion will not support the act of stealing. He should continue this pratikraman even if he continues to steal. Only I understand what happens when one utters such pratikraman. Akram Vignan teaches us that whatever has occurred cannot be undone. However, there is a way to make things better for the life to come. Every religion says that you are the doer of penance and renunciation. They tell you to renounce, and if you do not, they accuse you of not doing so. To say you are not doing it implies that you are the doer. By saying this, they accept doership. Even when someone says that he is not able to renounce anything, it is tantamount to claiming doership. Any path that accepts or believes in doership is the path of worldly wanderings. In Akram, we do not accept doership. None of the literature of Akram prescribes doership of any sort. Nowadays, people are being told to do things that are irrelevant, and then what really needs to be done is overlooked. Moreover, they are not even successful in doing the things that they are not supposed to do. It is all a sheer waste of time and energy. Really, they must do something completely different. All they need to do is ask for inner strength, that is bhavna. Everything that is taking place now is because of the strength that was previously asked for.
Everything from our previous lifetime is in the form of an effect, is it not?
Yes, everything that you have done in the past life has come into effect in this life. So now ask for strength as a cause for the next life. Just ask for the strength by saying the 9 kalams. If we were to write 1 to 200 such kalams, it would incorporate all the scriptures. All you really have to do is ask for strength and nothing more. If you want to do something as a doer, then ask for strength.
Is it simply a matter of asking for strength?
Yes, because not everyone will seek liberation. However, if people want to be doers of anything, they should just ask for strength.
This applies only to those who have not acquired Gnan, right?
Yes, this is applicable to them only. This is for the people at large, because at the moment, the path they are taking is completely wrong and they will never succeed in their endeavors. A person may want to do something, and yet he is prevented from doing so. What can he do if the effects of his karmas work against him? The Lord says that you must remain in the present and observe all that is happening around you. The Lord did not advocate doing anything. Yet, people perpetually gripe about not being able to do something. They constantly complain about their desire to do things, the efforts they put into doing it, and their inability to get things done. Are you aware of the effects this ongoing contemplation of your inability to do things has on the relative self? It will turn the soul, that is relative self, into a stone, that is without feelings. In spite of this, people carry on with their rituals and austerities, while griping about how difficult they are to perform. I tell people that they should never say, "I cannot do," because within them they have infinite strength. I tell them to keep repeating the following, "I have infinite strength." Until now you kept saying, "I can't do it." Did the infinite strength within abandon you? Man is not capable of doing anything. It is not in his nature to do anything. The control of doership is in the hands of another power. all these living beings are simply knowers. Therefore, all that you must do is to be the knower. When you understand this, your false beliefs and opinions disappear. Your opinion about lying being harmless will change. This is a real purusharth, that is, real knowledge-based effort. No other effort is needed. This is a profound message, which requires profound thinking.
Yes, Dada, it is very acceptable.
Even the simple act of going to the bathroom, that is, emptying your bowels, is not in your hands. So how is it possible for you to do anything? No such man has yet been born who has even the slightest power to do anything. You simply must know and make a firm resolution to be the knower. Once you understand my words, your work will be done. This is not a simple thing to grasp. Do you understand this? Is it not better to know than to do something? Is it easy to do and attain anything?
I understand what you mean to say. But surely, some things will still need to be done having understood all this. Just as we do not possess the power to do anything, do we not also lack the power to know?
No. One has the power to know. To do is not in one's power. This is very subtle. But it will be enough if you understand this much. A youngster has turned into a thief, and he steals at every opportunity. He even steals from guests who come to his house. Now, what lesson should we teach this boy? We should tell him to ask Dada Bhagwan, that is the Lord within, to give him the strength not to steal. People may question what good it does to ask for strength when he continues to steal. Let him steal as long as he asks for the strength to not steal. Only I know the effect this remedy has on him. What do you know about how this medicine works?
It is true that people have no idea about how this medicine works, and that is why they do not realize the benefits in asking for strength.
What is the significance of asking for strength? First of all, his asking for the strength to stop stealing means that his opinion about there's nothing wrong in stealing has changed to that of stealing is wrong. This change of opinion is the greatest achievement. Once his opinion changes, he ceases to be nature's offender. Secondly, by asking for strength from the Lord within, he achieves the ultimate state of humility. When he earnestly and sincerely asks, O Lord, grant me the strength too, he is guaranteed strength by God. He will grant it to everyone, but first one must ask and know what to ask for. Keep asking. You never ask for a thing. Do you understand why you should ask for strength? Whatever you need forgiveness for, you must ask for the strength from Dada. Ask for the strength, but do not use any of your own, lest you run out of it. If you ask for the strength and use it, you will never run out of it. Moreover, you will have some left over. How much stock can you have in your own shop? You should ask Dada for strength in everything. If you fail to do pratikraman, you must ask for the strength to do proper pratikraman. Ask for all the strength. I have as much strength as you need.